to that. But we'll get to that in detail, hopefully, in tomorrow's edition. Coming up in the next 15 minutes, we'll be hearing the trials and tribulations of a migrant who was rescued at sea as he tried to cross the Mediterranean, only to end up in the wrong hands.
Libya is the most terrible country I've seen since I was born. They use we black for slaves. They sell human beings. They have sold me twice.
Well, that story is coming up. And if you love penguins, then stay tuned till the end of the show because we have some great news for you.
But first, let's go to Ethiopia. That's come a long way in a short time. There's new peace deal with Eritrea and a new prime minister determined to bring accountability for the human rights abuses of the past.
Well, that new prime minister is Nobel Peace Prize winner Ahmed Abiy. But the abuses that put former Ethiopian Prime Minister, Haile Mariam Desalegn in the spotlight have kind of overshadowed his new legacy. But he has also defended his record in office. Well, in an exclusive interview with DW's Conflict Zone's Tim Sebastian, Desalegn defended himself. Let's listen to this short interview between the two spiring it out.
Ethiopia has a new prime minister now, Abiy Ahmed, who took over after you resigned last year. He's now received a Nobel Peace Prize, basically for undoing many of the evils of your government and doing what you couldn't do within 100 days. Don't you feel something of a failure when you look at what he's done?
Not at all, because I have done my share to bring this change to happen. And Prime Minister Abiy has not come from a blue moon. It has come from the party which I was residing.
Yeah, but he's begun correcting the massive human rights abuses which were a prominent feature of your time
in office. Actually, it is my party which started the reform process, and we said the process should be a deep renewal to the country, basically, but also to the party itself. So I think that is a process which yielded Prime Minister Abiy as Prime Minister. So he continued with the reform agenda that my party and his party.
Well, the Nobel Committee cited his achievements as lifting the country's state of emergency, granting amnesty to thousands of political prisoners. For years, you always denied there were any. Scrapping media censorship, legalizing outlawed opposition groups, dismissing military and civilian leaders suspected of corruption. All the things that you failed to do when you were in office.
By the way, do you know that 95% of the prisoners have been released during my office time? Before I left office and before I resigned. So I think what Abiy did was the remaining 5%.